Six in 10 Americans say limiting gun violence matters more than protecting gun rights. That's a notable shift up in sentiment, according to a new poll from NPR, Marist, and PBS. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro is with us. Domenico, Marist College has been asking for a decade, is it more important to control gun violence or to protect gun rights? About a decade ago, that was kind of even. Much different picture today, yeah?
Yeah, here in this survey, we asked that same question, whether people would want to control gun violence or protect gun rights. And 60% of people said that they would prefer to control gun violence. And that's the highest that Marist has found in that decade. And, you know, that's up from, as you say, a pretty even split a decade ago. And this is really driven by Democrats. They're up to 88%, 9 in 10 Democrats almost, say that they would prefer, that they think it's more important to control gun violence than protect gun rights. That's up 14 points from 2013. For independents, it's still a majority, but about the same. And notably, there is a small portion of Republicans who've moved also in support of controlling gun violence over protecting gun rights. About 9 points they've jumped, although two-thirds still side with protecting gun rights.
Yeah. And among gun owners, a what would you say, kind of a sizable percentage even of that group also thinks controlling gun violence matters?
Yeah, that was pretty notable too, about 4 in 10 gun owners. But we have to also understand that, you know, not just Republicans own guns. There are Democrats who own guns too and feel very differently based on their political stripes. We've seen that's been the main sort of litmus test for all of these different things.
As far as how to address gun violence, was there any broad agreement on specific solutions, according to the poll, say weapons bans or mandatory mental health screening?
It was tough to find consensus. So, you know, not really on that. You know, people have very different ideas on what would work and what wouldn't. The top solution chosen was banning semi-automatic assault-style weapons like the AR-15, but only a quarter chose that as the top option. And again, it was most prominent among Democrats. 44% of Democrats said this was their top choice that could reduce, have an impact on reducing gun violence. Just 1 in 10 Republicans said so. It was the widest margin for any of the items that we asked about. Republicans prefer mental health screenings and arming teachers in schools, which Democrats and gun control advocates are very much against. And I should note that when it comes to the AR-15 or assault-style weapons, the older you get in generation, it was interesting to find that the more likely people were to want to return to an assault-style weapons ban. We have to remember, these are fairly new guns that have been introduced in society really over the last 20 years. You know, if you were to look back at your 1970s, 1980s cop shows, you're not seeing a lot of AR-15s. You're not seeing any of those, right? Those were all revolvers.
Domenico, we're talking to you on a dreadful anniversary. 1 year ago, a gunman killed 21 people at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. There have been many more school shootings since then. What did the poll find as far as Americans and whether they fear for their kids' safety at school?
This was pretty interesting. You know, we found 57% of people say that they do feel that their communities are safe, that their schools in their communities are safe, but it's down 8 points than from just 3 years ago. And we've seen mass shooting after mass shooting. So you have people feeling far less safe, up to 40% now saying that their schools in their communities are not safe. That's a 10-point jump from just 3 years ago. So that's a pretty significant number of people saying that they feel like their kids are not safe going to schools. This was mainly driven, again, by Democrats, I have to say. You know, Republicans and independents overwhelmingly said that they feel that their community schools are safe. That could be a product of place, you know, where people live. Big cities have experienced more gun violence. People who we had about 41% of people in our poll say that they or someone they know has experienced gun violence, either be threatened by a gun or be the victim of a shooting. And people who lived in cities were far more likely to say that they had experience with this as opposed to people who live in rural areas.
Yeah. Do these findings kind of sync up with the political conversation we're having, you know, across the country and in Washington, D.C. I mean, their efforts have been stalled to try to find both parties coming together to do something. President Biden has promised gun legislation, but he has not delivered much in a partisan environment.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult for the White House to be able to make the to have the ability to pass any kind of gun legislation with how divided Washington is, with how many Republicans are just firmly against. I mean, we've seen a real uptick, for example, in the number of Republicans wearing AR-15 lapel pins. It's really become sort of a badge of defiance, really. And you know, but when it comes to controlling gun violence, the group that was most really open to this are mm-hmm. women in particular, and suburban women. And that's going to be a key thing for President Biden as he campaigns. That's a key group for him in his reelection.
Domenico Montanaro is NPR senior political editor and correspondent. Thanks again.
Hey, you're welcome.